Hello, everybody.
Are you ready? You ready to party?
Oh, yeah. You're ready.
Sony PlayStation 1, exploring the top 10 video games that defined a generation. Unveiling the iconic titles that cemented the PlayStation 1's legacy. Before we begin, make sure that you smash and tap that subscribe button. Tap that subscribe button. Oh, yeah. See that? See me the way I'm tapping it? Yeah. Yeah, tap it. Gotta tap it hard. Tap it. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's continue. Anyway, the Sony PlayStation 1 holds an iconic status in the gaming industry, introducing a new era of gaming experiences and captivating millions of players worldwide. I want to look into this because the top 10 video games for PlayStation 1 is incredible. You get to celebrate these titles and these titties that defined a generation and continue to be cherished by gamers even decades later. At number one, number 10, Suikoden 2. Suikoden 2, I always pronounce this game funny. So Suikoden 2 offered an epic and emotionally charged role-playing experience, featuring a vast world to explore, memorable characters, and a rich political storyline. This underrated gem on the PlayStation 1 captured the essence of classic RPGs and continues to be celebrated by fans of the genre. Number 9, Final Fantasy 9. Final Fantasy 9 returned to the series' roots with a charming and nostalgic tale capturing the hearts of RPG enthusiasts on the PlayStation 1. With its beautifully crafted world, lovable characters, and deep storytelling, Final Fantasy IX is revered as one of the finest entries in the franchise. I love Final Fantasy IX. It's a beautiful game. If you have never played it before, definitely play it, for sure. At number 8, Silent Hill. Silent Hill plunged players into a psychological horror experience like no other. With its haunting atmosphere, nightmarish creatures, and psychological twists, this game pushed the boundaries of the horror genre, captivating players with its chilling narrative and atmospheric gameplay. And number 7, Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo raised the bar for racing simulations on consoles, delivering a realistic driving experience and an unprecedented level of depth. With its extensive car roster, meticulous attention to detail, and immersive gameplay, Gran Turismo became a must-play title for racing enthusiasts. And number 6, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 redefined the skateboarding genre, offering a realistic and exhilarating experience on the PlayStation 1. With its smooth controls, expansive levels, and an unforgettable soundtrack, this game set the gold standard for extreme sports gaming. At number 5, Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider introduced players to the iconic Lara Croft, an adventurous archaeologist who captured the imaginations of gamers worldwide. With its immersive exploration, puzzle-solving, and action-packed gameplay, Tomb Raider became a cultural phenomenon and spawned a successful franchise that continues to thrive today. And number 4, Resident Evil 2. Resident Evil 2 brought survival horror to new heights, immersing players in a terrifying, zombie-infested Raccoon City. With its tense atmosphere, gripping narrative, and innovative gameplay mechanics, this game solidified the franchise's status as a cornerstone of the survival horror genre. At number 3, Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot became the unofficial mascot of the PlayStation 1, capturing players' hearts with his zany adventures and challenging platforming gameplay. With its vibrant visuals, catchy soundtrack, and addictive gameplay, Crash Bandicoot remains a beloved franchise that embodies the spirit of the PlayStation 1 era. At number 2, Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid revolutionized the stealth genre with its cinematic storytelling, intricate gameplay mechanics, and a memorable protagonist in Solid Snake. The game's engrossing narrative, innovative gameplay, and tactical espionage action continue to influence the gaming landscape to this day. Now, before we get to number one, I want to just say, you see that subscribe button up there? Do you see where I'm pointing? See what I'm doing? Gotta tap that ass. Gotta tap that. Yeah, tap that. You gotta hit that subscribe. You gotta subscribe. I'm desperate. Gotta hit that subscribe button. Yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go. Break that bitch tone. All right, here we go. All right. At number one, Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy VII is hailed as one of the greatest role-playing games of all time, and its release on the PlayStation 1 played a pivotal role in capturing the franchise to new heights. With its epic storyline, memorable characters, and groundbreaking visuals, this game pushed the boundaries of storytelling and gaming. It really is one of my... That's actually my favorite game as well. I wanted to make sure the list corresponded with how fans felt, not just how I felt. I mean, the goal is to try to take myself out of the equation as much as possible, but yeah, number one is definitely a no-brainer. That is one of the greatest, and maybe it is overrated at this point, maybe looking back, but it's still one of the best RPG games I've ever played. It really is a great freaking game, and I highly recommend people play it, man. I think you're missing out if you don't play the game. But anyway, let's go to the conclusion. My main conclusion is this. PlayStation 1 era remains a significant chapter in gaming history. It's defined by a diverse range of titles that push the boundaries of storytelling, gameplay, and immersion. Tons of adventure, tons of... First off, it was a new world because 3D graphics were becoming more commonplace. And seeing full 3D was even more interesting. So just opening that world up, the Nintendo 64 and the PlayStation 1 opened up the world to the possibility of 3D graphics. And I think those two consoles really paved the way for 3D gaming in a lot of ways. So as a huge fan of those consoles, as a huge fan of PlayStation 1, I thank Sony for coming out with the PlayStation. I think it's one of the best consoles of all time, and it's still kicking ass to this day. There's the PlayStation 5, which, you know, it's so funny. The PlayStation 5, man. PlayStation 1 came out like in what, 1995? Something like that, 1995. I think it was 1995, yeah. It kicked butt. It was just one of the best games of all. It was just one of the best consoles of all time. And now we see that Sony is still successful with the PlayStation and with the PlayStation 5 dominating the gaming market. In fact, I do believe last time I checked, PlayStation definitely dominates the gaming market. Sony does, basically. Microsoft, I think, is a solid number two. I think they're a solid number two at this point, but it's tough to say. I'm still a big Sony fanboy. I think the only time I have Microsoft in my life is if I have Windows installed on my laptop or my desktop. That's pretty much about it. But I want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this video, and I just hope you all have an incredible, sexy